Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Hey,
and we will begin from the top line of daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph Mantana. So we're middle of the sugya of Ben Pekur. So really the backdrop of Perek Behema Makasha is a halacha that says that if you shecht an animal, a female animal, and you find an uber inside the womb of the animal that you shechted, the halacha is that the shechita of the mother works so that you are now allowed to eat the uber that was in the mother's rechem as well. Stating that, there was a very important machlokes, Rameir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rameir says that the only time the uber becomes mutter b'achila al yedei the shechita of the mother is if the uber was not a fully developed live uber. If, however, the uber was already 9 months old and it was alive, the halacha is you cannot eat the uber per the shechita of the mother, but rather you would have to shech the uber in and of itself in order for it to be mutar v'achila. The chachamim argued, and they said, shechitas imay mitaharasa. It's not the way it is. But rather the shechita of the mother works for the uber, even if the uber is fully developed, even if it's a live animal, 9 months old, it doesn't matter. The shechita of the mother always works for the uber. Either way, today's daf is going to discuss that machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim, that fully developed uber that's alive, that was found inside the rechem of the mother after the shechita of the mother. It's what's known as the Ben Pekua. There's a lot of lumness to a very, very interesting daf. Either way, the Gemara had discussed on the bottom of daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, what's the halacha with regards to a Ben Pekua? According to the Chachamim, where it's alive, but at the same time, mutter b'achila. It does not require its own shechita. Do we say that right now, being that it's alive, it can become tamei tumas eichlin? Or do we say that being that it's alive, it cannot become tamei tumas eichlin? Meaning, we know that a behemoth could become tamei, but only after it dies. A live behemoth can't become tamei. A human being can become tamei even when he's alive. All halachas of tumah v'taira are predicated on people becoming tamei. You touch a sheretz, you touch an avela, you're in an oil amaze, etc. A human being can become tamei while he's alive. An animal can only become tamei when it's no longer alive. A live animal can't become tamei. When it dies, we view it as eichel, and now it's subject to the laws of tumah. The question is, according to the Chachamim, that hold that a Ben Pekua doesn't require shechita, so to a certain degree, we look at it as if it's not alive anymore. If we can look at it as if it's not alive anymore, it had a shechita. How did it have a shechita? Because when you shechted the mother, it worked for the uber. So maybe that Ben Pekua should be able to become tamei. The Gemara brought a braisa that says that a Ben Pekua can in fact become tamei. And today's daf is going to pick up with that braisa. Says the Gemara, mantano of a benar huchsher halach lebeis hakfaris nitma, that if a Ben Pekua, which is obviously alive, it passed through a nar, it became wet. Now that it's wet, it's huchsher lekabel tuma. If it later goes into a beis hakfaris, it comes in contact with a maize, it can become tamei. Meaning, who's the tana that holds that according to the Chachamim, a Ben Pekua, not only is a mutter la'achila without shechita, but we look at it as if it's shachut right now, so that it's subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Meaning not everybody agrees. Not everybody would agree to this idea that according to the Chachamim, a Ben Pekua is viewed as if it's dead, so that it's now subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. It's the opinion of a Yachid. Who's the Yachid? Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The time you learn to the price, Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Tumas Eichlin, v'tzarech achsher. Rabbi Yisrael Glili said that a Ben Pekua could become tamei Tumas Eichlin, but like all foods, it needs to be huchsher lekabel tuma first. First has to become wet in order for it to be able to become tamei. The chachamim argue, and they say, "Ene mitamu Tumas Eichlin ibnei shuchai." At the end of the day, it's true that Ben Pekua had in it a chaloy shechita, and it's for that reason. If you want to eat it now, it doesn't need a new shechita. The shechita of the mother worked for the Ben Pekua, but at the same time, it's alive. And being that it's alive, an animal that's alive, even in from a halachic perspective, on some level, maybe we could look at it as if it's dead, but that's not enough for the laws of Tumas Eichlin. Either way, it's machlokes Rabbi Yisrael Glili and the Chachamim. So if you have a stam braisa that says over banar huchsher halach lebeis hakfaris nitma, Rabbi Yochanan said it must be that braisa, although it was mentioned anonymously, it must be the opinion of a yachid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Says the Gemara va'oz the Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, that this Rabbi Yochanan who said that braisa is going according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasit. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan once said something very similar. He said Rabbi Yisrael Glili u beishan. Shammai Yamar Dabar Echor. Rabbi Yisrael Gleili and Beishammai both said the same chiddush. Rabbi Yisrael Gleili Hadar Mar. Rabbi Yisrael Gleili the halacha that we just said, that it's possible for a live animal to be subject to the laws of Tumas Lachlan. I thought a live animal can never become Tame. We're talking about a Ben Pekua, which has the din of a dead animal, so that even though it's alive, it could still be Tame. That's Rabbi Yisrael Gleili Beishammai. It's time we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Uktzin, so a lot of Tahiris. Dogim, Me'ima Sain Bekablin Tumah. Fish, like animals, can only become Tame once they're dead. Or at least that's what you would think before this Mishnah. If they're alive, it's a regular live Baal Chai that can't not become Tame. Stating that, a three-way machloikis gedolei atanon, when in fact a fish is deemed dead to the point where now it could become Tame. B'shami Yemir B'shami says Mishir Tzudu. As soon as the fisherman has the fish inside his net, even if the fish is still in the water, even if the fish is still alive, at that point, he knows that the end is very, very near, and as a result, he's considered dead enough that he could become Tame. Still, no, you need that the fish should actually be dead. It should not have a pulse in order for you to say that the fish can now become Tame. Rabbi Akiva says, it's not when it's in the net, it's not when it's dead, but rather, it's from the time when it can't live anymore. Might be now. Rabbi Akiva sounds very similar to Beisil. Beisil says from when it's dead. Rabbi Akiva says from when it can't live anymore. Rabbi Yechanan said, Dag mikarteya ikive nayu. The nafkamina is when the fish is outside of the water, it's flapping, it's about to die, but it's still alive. According to Beisil, it can't become Tame at that second, because Beisil says, Misha Yomusu. It actually has to be dead. Rabbi Akiva, however, argues, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishasha in Yechaylon Lichyos. At that point, it's not in the net in the water. It's much further down the road. It's already flapping outside of the water. At that point, the halacha is, you'd be able to be Tame. Either way, says the Gemara, that Beis Shammai, who said that a fish could become Tame while it's alive, as long as it's in the net of the fisherman, even if it's inside the water, that's essentially said Rabbi Yaichan, Rabbi Yaisak Lili's Chedesh, because ordinarily a live Baal Chai cannot be Tameh. Stating that, you find exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yaisak Aglili and Beishamah. Rabbi Yaisak Aglili said it with regards to a Ben Pekua. It's considered dead because of the fact that there was a Chaloi Shchita in the Ben Pekua. That's enough to say that as long as it's Huchshar, it could become Tameh. Beishamah said a similar thing. Beishamah was talking about fish and said that as soon as the fish is inside the net of the fisherman, it's considered dead enough that it can now become Tommy. By Rav Chizda, on the topic of these fish, Rav Chizda had any baya. No, do bedogam simone treifa ma. What would be the halacha if a fish had in it simone treifa? So it's not in the fisherman's net necessarily. It's not outside the water. It's certainly not dead. But it has simone treifa. And Rashi lists one of the yud ches treifas that we discussed in great detail when we learned perikelu treifa. So now you have a fish that has treifa. Now usually you don't think of treifa and fish together. Why not? Because treifa is halacha in shchita. Basu basada treifa loisei chelu is a sif katan in the laws of shchita. Fish doesn't require shchita. You could eat a fish if it's dead. As long as it's not alive anymore, there's no halachas of nevela, there's no halachas of treifa either. Stating that, Rav Chizda wanted to know, with regards to the halacha of a fish becoming tamei, what if it has simone treifa? And he said, Tiboy le mandama treifa chaya, v'tiboy le mandama treifa eni chaya. Rav Chizda said, I hear a shayla, if you hold treifa chaya, I hear a shayla, if you hold treifa eni chaya. Tiboy le mandama treifa chaya, even according to the mandama that says treifa chaya, behema hu dinafisha chiyusa. Maybe that's only for a behema. Who's nafish chiyusa? Avol dogim delay nafish chiyusa. It's much easier to kill a fish than it is to kill an animal. Loi, maybe even the man lama that says treifa chaya would agree that treifa ain't a chaya, and as a result, once the fish has simone treifa, at that point it could become tummy. Oidoma, or perhaps the man lama treifa ain't a chaya. Maybe even if you're treifa ain't a chaya, hanimil behema. You find the concept of treifa by behema. The eish b'mina shchita with his shchita. Avol dogim deim b'mina shchita. Eim aloi, but by fish, even though it's easier to kill the fish, but at the end of the day, the laws of treifas are Allah. I think we know that. And as a result, they were said by Behema. It's a halach and hilchish chita. You don't find such a halacha with regards to fish. So maybe even if you'll treifa in a chaya, treifa cannot impact fish. Says the Gemara, Teiku. Now Rashi's mefarish the Gemara that Rav Chizda Shaila of Noldu bin Dogim Simone Treifa Mahu was going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva that said that you don't need the animal, the fish, to be dead in order for it to be Roy L'Kabal Tum. What you need is that it should be outside of the water, mefarfer, it's about to die, that's enough. Rav Chisda wanted to know, what if it's not outside the water, about to die in seconds, but it has Simonei Treifa? We know there's an idea that Simonei Treifa allow us to look at something alive as if it's not no longer alive. And is that at least enough in Rabbi Akiva's world to say that Simonei Treifa is going to be like the fish being out of the water? But according to Beis Hillel, who holds that you need that the fish should physically be dead in order for it to be roi lekabel tuma, it's pashut Simonei Treifa is not enough to render the fish dead. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't have to be dead. It just has to be samuch lemisasai. That was Rav Chisda Shaila. How do you look at Simonei Treifa when it comes to these fish? But according to Beis Hillel, that it physically has to be dead, over there Rashi says, it's pashit that the Gemara never cleared the Shaila. In other words, the Bayi Rav Chisda, these seven lines that we just read, says Rashi is all going according to Rabbi Akiva. But according to Beis Hillel, there was never such a Shaila. We'll see soon when we speak out some raid that not all the Rishonim agree with that, and there's a very nice raid related to this Rashi. But either way, for now, another Gemara. Tila Nefel. What's the halacha if a behema had a Nefel? It miscarried a child. And the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha as it relates to the chelev of the Nefel? So this is a female behema. It has an uber in its womb. This uber just miscarried. So it was born, but it's not alive. And the question is, the chelev of a behema, which is always aser, it's very aser, it's one of the chayve krisos, that's how aser it is. So what about the chelev of this uber? Is it going to be mutter, is it going to be aser? Says the Gemara, it's machlekes amirah. Rav Yechon amir chelev ki chelev behema. We look at the chelev as the chelev of a behema. Chelev of a behema is aser, it's going to be aser. Lakesh amir chelev ki chelev chay. We look at it as the chelev of a chaya. And the chelev of a chaya is mutter. It's just another way of saying that it's not going to be mutter. Rav Yechon amir says, it's going to be also avir garin, because he holds that the status of behema, this way Rashi explains the Gemara, is completed as soon as the baby is born. So as soon as this uber is yoytze la'avira oylam, avir garin, that it should be a behema. If it's a behema, its chelav is the chelav of a behema. The Torah says the chelav of a behema is aser. Rav Shimon ben Lakisha mar chelbe ki chelav chaya. He doesn't look at the chelav as a chelav of a behema because he holds chadashim garmi. It's not the fact that the uber was yotzala avra oilam that completes the status of behema, thus renders its chelav ki chelav a behema. But rather, it has to be called a chadashim. The behema, the uber, is not considered behema, quote unquote, until it's fully developed. I mean that this was a nefel, it was never fully developed, it was 8 months old, let's say. So as a result, it's not going to be considered a behema. So in other words, what you see from this Gemara is an interesting chiddush. Usually you think a behema that's pregnant, it's uber is a behema. I mean, it could be a 3 months, 4 months, 8 months, 9 months developed, nefel, not developed, kololoi chadashim, but it's a behema, what else is it? You see from the Gemara not that way. That behema is a status that you have to earn. It's a chashivos. You have to earn the title of behema. You don't just get it so simply. When does it become attained? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's established when it comes la'avir o'ilam. So if it was a nefel and it was yotzal la'avir o'ilam, it's going to be a behema. L'may nafkamina tzcheilav is going to be yotzal. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be kol echadoshav. And until it's kol echadoshav, it's not yet a behema. What is it? Achaya. But a behema, it's not going to be. Says the Gemara. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of this machlek. It's kol echadoshav. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that if this uber, this fetus was not fully developed, it's not considered a behema. And as a result, its tzcheilav is treated like the tzcheilav of a chaya, it's going to be mutter. Keep pleading. The machlekes was hechad ha'hoishu yada lebei behema v'talash chelev shel ben tes chay v'achal. It was a different machlekes. It was a machlekes more related to the sugyas that we're learning right now, where there was a behema that had in it this uber. It was 9 months old and it was alive. And now somebody stuck his hand into the womb of the mother cow, took out the chelev of the uber. And the question is this chelev mutter ras? Rabbi Yechanan says chelev behema. Rabbi Yechanan says it's going to be us because chadashim garmi. Because even though it was never yotzal avar oilam, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's fully developed and that's enough to treat it as a behema. Thus, its chelev is going to be us. Shimon, chelev chaya, chadashim ve'avira garmi. You have to have chadashim and you have to have avira. And being that you don't have both, it's not going to be. Meaning, if it was loy kololoy chadashav, it's for sure going to be mutter. The question was where it was kololoy chadashav, because otherwise there's no starting point. Until the uber is 9 months old, it's definitely not a behem. The question is if it was kololoy chadashav, it was lo yotza lavroilam. How's that possible? Very simple. Where the person stuck his hand into the rechem and took out the chalev. So do you say that it was yotza lav, it being that it was lo yotza lavroilam, that's a reason that it should be kechelev chay, which is rishlokish? Or do you say that as long as chadashim, it had months, that's going to be, oh no, fake the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish Akasha from Halacha in Kotchim. Ma chelo v'shtei klois amuris ba'asha mutza michlal shlil, af kol mutza michlal shlil. We know that the chalavim of a behema that's Kotchim was put on the Mizbeach. So anytime a carbon was brought, so part of the carbon was eaten, meaning part of the meat of the carbon was eaten by the Kehanim, sometimes by the Bailam, and part of the meat was put on the Mizbeach. What was put on the Mizbeach? The chalavim. The same chalavim that in a behema's chulin are aser ba'achila, are chayve krisis, those same chalavim, if it was a behema's kachim, that was achilas mizbeach. That's what was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Torah repeats the halacha that the chalavim of a behema goes on the mizbeach by the korban asham. And the Gemara is bothered that why the Torah have to repeat it. Says the Gemara abraisa. When the Torah talks about the chalavim of an asham, it doesn't include the chalavim of its fetus. You know why? Because an asham is always a zachar. So if it's always a zachar, it doesn't have a fetus. And as a result, clearly when the Torah talks about its chalavim going on the mizbeach, it means the chalavim of the animal. It doesn't mean the shlil. Afkal, so too the halacha is, if you had a female behema, skachim, Rashi says like a shlomim, for example, which could be either a zachar or an ikeva, the halacha is, the shlil is not going to be included. Says the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yochanan asking to Rish Lakish. Bishlami lididi, bishlami according to me, hadu ditzer kralim ute. It's understood why we need a pasuk to be ma'ayit. Because being that I hold that a fully developed uber, even if it was lo yotza lavra oilam, it's considered a behema. Thus, its chelev is considered chelev with regards to karis. You would add a havamina that its chelev also should go on the mizbeach. Because if it's part of a larger animal, it's in its mother, that's a shlomim, so maybe all the chalavim of this shlomim go on the mizbeach. It doesn't matter if it's the chalavim of the mother, it's the chalavim of the uber. But according to Reish Lakish, that holds that until the baby is born, it's not considered a behema, quote unquote, with regards to chalev, and the chalev is mutter b'achila, and my yitzterich. So if the chalev is mutter b'achila, it's not chalev. So if it's not chalev, why would you need a drasha from Asham to teach me that chalev doesn't go on the mizbeach? On Malays, Reish Lakish said, very geschmack, I hear. But at the same time you're right. From the havamin of the brice, from the fact that we need a pasuk by carbon asham is a raya that there would have been a tzad that the shlil of the behema should be considered a behema even though it was layotza lavaroila. So the havamin of this whole discussion is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. But why are we going to prove anything from the havamin? Let's look at the maskana. What's the bottom line of this brisa? The bottom line is that you don't put the chalavim on the mizbeach. Why not? Zok Rish Lakish. I think the reason you don't put it on the mizbeach is because what the Torah is coming to tell me is that it's not called chalav. I'm working backwards. You're right. You see clearly that there would have been a havamina. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not saying that your svar is not good. I'm not saying it's not a havamina. But what I am saying is that at the end of the day, from this brisa, I think it's a riot to me. Because what we see in this brisa is that you don't take the chalavim of the baby and put it on the mizbeach. Why not? It's part of a shlamim. You're taking the chalavim of the mother. Why not take the chalavim of the job. A muzain that the Bryce is coming to teach me that the chalavim is not considered chalavim. If it's not considered chalavim with regards to the mitzvah of Akhtar, I don't think it should be considered chalavim with regards to the Isra Chalav as well. In fact, the Gemara now brings another version of this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and in the Ve'ikad Amri, Rish Lakish was the one bringing a raya from this Bryce. Because really, if you think about it, this Bryce seems a little bit more like Rish Lakish than Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'ikad Amri, Isra Yoshim, and Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish was the one who asked the kasha. He was on the offensive. He said, according to me, it's understood. It makes sense why the chalavim of the baby don't go on the mizbeach. Because I hold it's not chalavim yet. It's not chalavim with regards to haktara. It's not chalavim with regards to achila. But according to you, why are you putting it on the mizbeach? If you tell me there's an issa chalev, why doesn't it go on the mizbeach? I'm going to say, okay, you want to ask me a kasha? It's not a kasha. There's a lot of psulim. There's a lot of animals or parts of animals that technically meet the criteria of chela, but still they don't have a din to go on the mizbeach. Mechus is man. An animal doesn't go on the mizbeach until it's 8 days old. So what are you going to tell me? Because it's not a behema, there's no issa chela? Of course there's an issa chela. But there's a noopsul called mechus is man. So I hold that this is like garf on a mechusar zman, and as a result, the chelav is not going to go on the mizbech. But the fact that you don't put on the mizbech, said Rabbi Yochanan, is not a raya that it's not considered chelav. Either way, zok to Gemara, vayta another sugya. Amar Rab Ami, hashoichet es hatreifa umatzabal bentes gishmak hashayla. So in the mission, we have a machlokes where Meir and the Chachamim, you shechted an animal and you found a bentes, a lebedig ki. This is an animal that's going to be marach yom v'shonim. Right, it's a healthy animal. So the question is, and now it goes out, you want to eat it. Do I have to shecht it? Do I not have to shecht it? Rameir says, you have to shecht it. I wasn't it inside the womb of the animal? It was in the mechitzas of the mother. It didn't stick its hand out, not its head out. So what's the problem? Why shouldn't the shechita of the mother work? Says Rameir. Because even though there is a halacha of kol behema, ba behema, but with the exception of a ben pekua, if it's a fully developed animal, at that point, it's not going to become mutter with the shechita of the mother. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said not that way. Said Rav Ami, what would be in the following case? If somebody shechted an animal, a female animal, they found out afterwards that it was a treifa. Right? They inspected the lungs, there was sirchus, it was a treifa. Not just that, it was also a mi'uberes, and the baby came out, and it was a fully developed child. It was 9 months old, and it's going to be able to live. The question is, what's the halacha now with regards to this child? Said Rav Ami very geshmak. L'divrei ha'oyser, mater. According to Rav Meir, that says the shechita of the mother does not work for the ben pekua. So the fact that the shechita was a shechita's treifa, quote unquote, is going to have no impact on the child. Why? Because the child anyways was never shayach to the mother. The shechita never worked for it anyways. As a result, it's mutter. You treat it like any other ben pekua. It's a ben pekua. You want to eat it. You have to shecht it, of course. That's Ramei Shita, and it's going to be fine. The divrei amater, however, according to the manama that holds, that you don't have to shecht the ben pekua, the halach is oyser. This animal is going to be off limits. You're not going to be able to eat it. Why not? And this is very lumdish. Because you can't eat it based on the shechita of the mother. Because the shechita mother was a shechita treifa. And you can't do another shechita later because it already had a shechita. I mean that it already had a shechita, at this point, there's no way to go ahead and do a second shechita. So the bottom line is because of the kula of ben pekua, in this case, it's going to come out of chumrah. So Rav Ami said, very nice. L'divrei ha'oyser, that's Rav Meir. In this case, it's going to be mutter. What does mutter mean? Mutter with a shechita. L'divrei ha'mater, but according to my mother that says the ben pekua becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, in this case, oyser, it's going to be oyser because you can't become mutter with the shechita. To the mother, and once you did a bad shechita, you can't do another shechita because it was already chal in a shechita. Rava says no. Even according to the Chachamim, that ben pekua becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother. In this case, it's going to be mutter as well. Why? Because dalit simanim ach shebe rachmana. The way we look at ben pekua is the Torah gave you two choices. The Torah gave it four simanim. Usually, an animal has two simanim, the kana and the veshet, respectively. This animal has four simanim. If you want, you could shech the mother simanim. If you want, you could shech the child simanim. But you don't say that if you shechted the mother simanim and there was an issue with it, so now you don't have the option. No, you have two options. There's dalit simanim, achshar achmana. So you're right, usually the mother simanim is enough. So you don't have to worry beyond that. Over here, the mother simanim is not enough. Why? Because it was a shechitas treifa. So over here, you're going to be able to work with the simanim of the child. Zok to Gemara, Am Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, hashoichitas ha-treifa u-matzaba ben teschai. So this is our case. Somebody shechted an animal. It was a mother. It was a treifa. And they found that it had it in a ben pekua. So the halacha is ton shechita. You have to shecht the ben pekua. This is true. Pasha. Point to everybody. There's no way the shechita of the mother is going to work. You have to give the matnas kuni. You have to give every time you shecht the behemah schulin. Every time you shecht the behemah schulin, you have to give the zroya, the l'chaim, and the keva to the Kayin. In this case, you're going to have to do the same thing. Additionally, the immace, if the ben pekua dies, tahar milatame b'mas, this is a chiddush. If the ben pekua dies, it's not going to be Tommy Thomas Nevela. Why not? Because it had a shechita already. Because when you shechted the mother, even though the shechita didn't work to be metaher the ben pekua, to be matter the ben pekua, it did work to be metaher the ben pekua. On some level, there was shechita. And as a result, it's going to be mutter. Or it's going to be tahar. So again, you shechted.
Even when the mother's treifa.
Right. And the reason is like this. Because shchita of a treifa is not matter the treifa b'achila, but shchita of a treifa is metahir the mother. So being that it was metahir the mother, it could be metahir the uber as well. So again, this was the case. You shechted a mother that was a treifa, and you found that it had a ben pekua. Says Rav Chisda, as it relates to the ben pekua, ton shchita, the chayv is the chayv. You need to do a regular shchita. As it relates to eating it, you're going to give matnas kuna, you're going to have to do a shchita, you're going to have to be worried about the laws of shia and adrasa and agrav. This is, you need a regular shchita. There's no question. What do you mean? Didn't the mother already have a shchita? Yeah, it's true the mother had a shchita, but it was a shchita streifa. But at the same time, this animal, when it dies, despite the fact that it needs a treifa, will never be tomei tumas nevela. What do you mean? If it needs shchita and now it dies, so it's a nevela. So doesn't a nevela have tumas nevela? Yeah, because a hani lay the shchita of the treifa to work, at least to the degree that it's not going to be tomei tumas nevela. And the reason is because the shchita worked for the mother, for the treifa itself, that it shouldn't have tumas nevela. So if it worked for the mother to not have tumas nevela, it's going to work for the child to not have tumas nevela either. Oh, malei Rava. So Rava told Rav Chisda, it doesn't make any sense. Ton shchita, if you're telling me that it needs shchita, who must you be going according to? Keman, Kiram Meir. It sounds to me like you're going like Rav Meir. You're going like Rav Meir that holds that a ben pekua doesn't become mutim with the mother. But then you tell him Meir's tarim al tamei b'masa. Then you tell him it doesn't become tamei. Come on, Rabbanan. That's going to Rabbanan. That holds that the shechita of the mother does work for the ben pekua. So Rav Chisda told Rav, why are you asking a kash on me? What I'm saying, you should know, is a mefurish b'rais. Hadit tani Rav Chi. Rav Chi already said this. Hashagat desat treif v'matzav ben teschai. Same exact case. Ton shechita v'chai b'zoy v'lechaim v'akeva. The Meir's tarim al masa b'mata. It's verbatim Rav Chisda. Shchita command, when Rav Chisda said in the Braisa that the ben pekua needs shchita, is going according to Rav Meir, right? The Emes tarim al tamei b'masa, who's it going according to? Meaning you're saying there was a shchita that was matar from Tumas Nevela. It's obvious Rabbanan. So Rava, why are you asking a kasha on me? Isn't it a kasha on Braisa? So Rava said, no, holy kasha. And the Braisa, I'm not asking a kasha. Because the Braisa, you could always be matargin. Chasurei mechzer v'achiktani. You could add a letter sometimes, right? I mean, Rav knew when a Braisa was properly edited, when it wasn't properly edited, and they knew what kind of gersois they were allowed to manipulate when it came to understanding Braises. So Rava said, the Braisa is not bothering me. Because I could always say that Rav Chia im kvar motzo imes kamar, that the last thing Rav Chia said, the imes, tamal habu masa, the way you read it is not the imes, but rather the way you're supposed to read it is im kvar motzo imes. If you found it dead, meaning it wasn't a ben pekua. So even Rav Meir agrees. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that the shchita of the mother is going to work. El didach kasha. But you're being pretty clear. You're not saying ikfar matzah meis. You're telling me ve'im meis. So what you're telling me is a stira. Because ton shchita would suggest kira meir. And ve'im meis tarm of tam b'masa would suggest like the chachamim. Amaleitzi, totally didn't have me like kasha. It's not a kasha. Dalet simonim. Achshavei rachmana. I hold like the chachamim. But at the same time, even the chachamim agree that if you shechted a treifa, the halacha is you would be able to do another shechita with the child and it's going to be mutav achila. Why would you be able to do another shechita? Didn't it already have a shechita? It's true it already had a shechita, but at the same time, when you do now a new shechita, it's okay because that's the halacha ben pekua. The halacha ben pekua is either it could become mutav with the shechita of the mother or it could become mutav with the shechita of the child. So either one of the shechitas work. So of course I'm going according to the Chachamim, said Rav Chisda, not like Rav Meir. We're going according to the Chachamim. We pass like the Chachamim. We pass in the Ben Pekua is Mutter Bachil. So you're going according to the Chachamim that a Ben Pekua is Mutter Bachil. And it's for that reason, if this animal dies, it's not going to be Tomei Tumas Nevela. Because a hani le shchita of the mother, at the very least, for it to be Metairit from Tumas Nevela. But at the same time, I also hold that despite the fact that it had a shchita that worked to be Metairit from Tumas Nevela, you could do another shchita to be matur b'achila. How does that make sense? It makes sense because that's the way the Torah designed this halacha, the katchila. Dalet simanim achshav barachmana. Either way, Rav Chisda essentially holds like what Rava said on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Either way, zok digimara vatiki. So look, Rav Zera, one last point on this. Ashkechel Rav Asi. Rav Zera famously went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So he came to Eretz Yisrael, he met Rav Asi. The Yosef HaKamaleh, Rashi says that it was Rav Asi who heard Rav Zera talking and learning, and he said over the Hoshmaita, he said over this halacha with regards to if somebody shechts a trefa and there was a ben pekua, that even according to the Chachamim you could do another shechita. So he said, Amalei ye yasher. So Rav Asi told Rav Zeiru, you're saying very good. And he said, by the way, v'chinam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said the same thing that you said. So that's the ultimate askama. He got askama from the God of Adar. He said, even Rav Yochanan said what you said. But the Gemara says, b'chal du pol yor shlokish, when he said, v'chinam Rav Yochanan, were we supposed to imply Rish Lakish didn't say that? So the Gemara says no. Either Misha Havishai Levishasiklet. So Rashi says that when Min Hogeshol Rish Lakish, it's Kedai to see the Rashi inside. Dibra Maskol Misha Havishai Min Hogeshol Rish Lakish, Kishaim Rabbi Yechon and Shmush, in a Maidalite, where Rabbi Yechon would say something and Rish Lakish didn't agree with it, he wouldn't say anything right away. But rather, Shah Rish Lakish Shah Ishtayim, he would wait a little bit of time. Kaidim Shah Yachlik Golov, Ula Yachzer, to make sure, he thought maybe Rabbi Yechon would change his mind. So Pashit, he would wait to think through the question. Rashi says, no, he was waiting to see if Rabbi Yochanan was going to stand his ground and he was going to maintain his position. Either way, that's exactly what happened. Rav Asi walked out. He had no idea whether Rish Lakish had the bargain. So when he said Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't mean Rish Lakish. He knew Rish Lakish wasn't sure about it. And he knew Rish Lakish was going to wait around and to see what he held. But he said, I never heard anything one way or another from Rish Lakish, so I can't tell you for sure definitively about Rish Lakish. Some say, Rabbi Yechon was drinking water, Rashi says. When Rabbi Yechon had said it, so Rish Lakish didn't comment, and Rav Asi wasn't sure if the reason Rish Lakish didn't comment is simply because he was drinking water, or he didn't comment because he was masking. He held that Rabbi Yochanan was right. In other words, we have a shayla over here. Somebody shechts a trefa, and he found a ben pakua. So how does it impact? Could you go now do a proper shechita? Obviously, the shechita of the trefa is not going to work for the ben pakua. The question: can you do a kuntra? Meir fashteitzach, you could. The shechita of the mother never impacted the child. So just like if it wasn't a trefa, the shechit of the mother wouldn't work for the uber. If it was a treifa, the fact that there was a shechit done with the treifa doesn't affect the uber. The question is, according to the Chachamim, l'divrei hamater, do you say aser, do you not say aser? Either way, that is this Gemara exa. So before we go weiter and conclude the sugya of Ben Pekua, just one har. And that is that we mentioned on Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph a shayla with regards to fish. The Gemara brought a Mishnah in the third perek of Mesechtes Uktzin that discusses fish that are, when do they become ra'oi and huchsher lekabel tumah? An animal, any bal chai, with the exception of a human being, while it's alive, cannot become tumah. Once an animal dies, it becomes tumas nevela. Even basar shchuta, if it's huchsher lekabel tumah, it comes in contact with a sheretz, it too can become tumah. But a live animal can't become tumah. Once it's dead, now it's subject to the laws of tumas eichel. And the Mishnah, Mesechtes Uktzin, discusses what about fish? And with regards to fish, it's not so straightforward. Beis Shammai says, as soon as they're in the fisherman's net, they're going to die, and that's enough to say that right now they can become tumah. Beis Shul says, no, even by fish, they physically have to be dead. Rabbi Akiva said that mishash in a yochel lichyas, which is some in-between stage, that they don't physically have to be dead. But once they're out of the water, for example, and they're being mefarfer, that's enough for them to be at the point where they can now become tummy. Rav Chisda declared a shayla. He wanted to know, what if it was nolded by simani treif? What would be the halacha if a fish had simani treif? And Rashi explained the Gemara, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, who says that they don't have to be dead in order for them to be mukhshu lekabel tumah. So what if you have a fish that's alive, but it has simani treif? Is that enough that we can look at it as ein yochai lichyos, so that according to Rabbi Akiva, it would now be ra'i lekabel tumah? Or do we say no? At the end of the day, it's not out of the water. It has simani treifa. It's a kind of yud beis chayvish maybe, but that's not enough to say that it shouldn't be able to be lekabel tumah. And Rash and the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says teiku. But either way, this is all Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rav Chisda shayla was alibi d'Rabbi Akiva, and Pashtus Rashi held that according to the Beis Hillel, who says that you need for it to physically die, it's pasha. No one's going to say that if it has simani treifa, that's going to be enough for us to look at it as if it's dead. Stating that, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, Halacha Vav, clearly implied, held that the sugya is meant to be learned differently. The Rambam brings this halacha, dogim me'emasai mekablin tumma. And the Rambam says, Mashiach Musa, it's mekablin tumma from the time it dies. Whose sheet is that? That sheet is Beis Hill. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, noilobem treifa, what happens if the fish had a simen treifa? Vinitmu kashem misnatnin. And now they became tumma. Hareish bedava sofik, says the Rambam, imein chshuvim kemesim hoyo venitshavu, oyeinu mekablin tumma, ad sheyidmu kevin, v'lo yisnatnu, says the Rambam, it's a sofik.
What's the Rambam Safik? Rav Chisda Safik. And the Gemara never resolved Rav Chisda Safik. The Gemara said Teiku. So the Gemara said Teiku. The Rambam has no way of resolving the Safik. So it says the Rambam that when do fish become Tameh Mishayam Musa? Stating that if it had Simone Trefo, I'm not sure what the Allah is. Now the Rambam passed like Beis Hillel. And still the Rambam brings Rav Chisda Zibaya. If Rav Chisda Zibaya is all according to Rabbi Akiva, who also doesn't have to be dead, then what's the Rambam bringing Rav Chisda Safik? The Rambam Paschal like Beis Hillel has to be dead anyways. So Simone Trefa is going to make it as if it's dead. Elamai, you see the Rambam learned the sugya, not like Rashi. The Rambam learned the sugya that Rav Chisda Shaila was a Shaila Aliba the Beis Hillel. It wasn't a Shaila Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Thus, despite the fact that the Rambam Paschal like Beis Hillel, still he brought the Shaila, what would be the halacha of Simone Trefa? Stating that, the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Samech, says that it's Sarachin. I don't understand the Rambam. He says, why? Bishlam, the way Rashi went to Sugya, that the Shaila was according to Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's criteria for a fish to be able to become Tameh? It has to be at a point where it's Ein Yochel Lichyoitz. So Rav Chisda has a nice Shaila in light of 3.5 weeks of Daf Yoimi, Perik Elu Trefes, Trefa Ein Echaya, the Simani Trefa enough to make it Ein Yochel Lichyoitz. Nice Shaila. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Tishbi Ataritz Kushes there, boys. We have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to resolve this Shaila. Such a good Shaila. But the Rambam, but according to Beis Hillel, who holds that fish become Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah when they're dead, it could have a trefa, it could have 10 trefas. At the end of the day, it's alive right now. What does trefa mean? Trefa means that it's going to die, but it's not dead. So if Beis Hillel said that you need the fish to be dead in order for it to be Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah, what's Rav Chisda Shaila? And the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think it's kedai to even hear his lashon. Ach nis yashafti. I thought about it, and you know what? It doesn't bother me so much, the Rambam. The Yesh Loimar. The Rambam soivah do yiboy gam alibit Beis Hillel. That the Rambam held the yiboy is even according to Beis Hillel. Va'af the soivah m'sheyam musu, even though the Beis Hillel and the Rambam held, that fish only become Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah when they die. Mikol trei makayim, the Rambam must have held treifa havalei kemes. That when an animal is a treifa, it's as if it's dead. And says the Michas Chinuch, even though at first glance it sounds like a big chiddush, but if somebody kills a goyseis, he's chayv misa. But a hoyrig treifa potter umefarisham, it's alma treifa havele yoyse kemes mi goyseis. So you see, there's a new halacha that when someone has simani treifa, he's treated like a mes. Either way, it says that's what the Rambam must have held. That it's true the boy is all according to Beis Hillel, and it's true Beis Hillel says mishe yamusu in order for it to be royal kabbal. But what's the chiddush? Trefa havalei kemes. And if trefa is havalei kemes, that's going to be enough to say that right now we may be looking at it as dead. And a fish that's dead is Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah. Maybe there's going to be Ro'i L'Kabel Tumah as well. And this is an unbelievable chiddush. We did not see this in Perek Eilu Treifas. In Perek Eilu Treifas, when we discussed the halachas of treifa, it was always that. Once an animal's a treifa, we know it's going to die. But whoever said that you look at a treifa as if it's dead right now? This is a chiddush that we had to wait for Perek Behema Makasha, tucked away. Here in Daf Ayin Hey, the way the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilbichos Tumas Oichlin learned of Chizda Shaila and Daf Ayin Hey and Aleph with the beer of the Minchas Chinuch, you see over here a new Chiddush in Treifas. That a Treifa, not only is it made to die, but with regards to certain halachas, we can look at it as if it's dead. Where do you have these halachas? So we have two. We have our sugya right here, that even though Beis Hillel holds that fish can only become Tameh Mishayam Musu, Rav Chisda had a suffix that maybe once it has a trefi, we look at it as if it's dead, and the Mechas Chinuch has his Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayiches, where if somebody kills a trefi, he's potter, and the beer is with this lumbus, because trefi is looked at as if he's dead, not with regards to all halachas. I mean, if we looked at it as it's dead, you'd have Thomas Nevela. So obviously, it's only with regards to certain halachas, but at least two applications of this thing. So this is the third chiddush with regards to the sugyas of trefis that we found in Perek Behema Avakasha. The first one was last Sunday, Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis, where we spoke at the whole shaila if there's a nesra. Once an animal has a simen trefa, does that mean it's going to be a trefa forever? Like you have in Yevamis. Once a woman can't fall a yibam, even if the circumstances change, she's going to be asa forever. That Rebelski discussed barichas and his tshuvas. We spoke out many times. We had in Perek Behema Makasha Reb Shimon Shita that if a kosher animal gives birth to an animal that doesn't have the simane tahira, kol would be mei para. Reb Shimon says it's awesome. We spoke out from the Rogach of a Goyen who said that it's because of Siba versus Simon. That was an Eilu Treifa Sugya, a big Yisoy that we saw here. Siba, this is the third one, that there's an idea that Treifa, sometimes not only do we look at it as if it's going to die, but with regards to certain halachas, we look at it as if it's dead as well. But it's interesting that Mechas Chinuch brings a Yamshel Shloima
that says, why did the Rambam pasken like Beis Hillel? I mean, Rashi was mefarish the Gemara like Rabbi Akiva. It seems a little bit more mistaber that the sugya is alibed Rabbi Akiva. Beis Hillel, who says that you need the fish to be dead, why should Simone Treifa be considered as if it's dead? Okay, the Michas Chinuch said Nis Yashafti. I figured it out. But at the same time, it still seems a little bit more dachuk. So why did the Rambam learn the sugya like Beis Hillel and not like Rabbi Akiva? Zokti Yamshel Shleima, quoted by the Michas Chinuch, is Pasha why. He says, because we know that Allah is always like Beis Hillel. Now, the Allah is always like Rabbi Akiva. Allah is Rabbi Akiva Mechaveira. So now we have a real, what do you do? On the one hand, Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, Beis Hillel. Says the Michas Chinuch. That when the Gemara says that Halacha Rabbi Akiva is mechaveiroi, what's Lashon Gemara? Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi, mechaveiroi v'loy mechaveirov. So it's true the rule is you always pass on Rabbi Akiva, but that rule is limited to Rabbi Akiva arguing with the Yochid. So if you have a machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, that Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, that Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. But when it's chaveirov, when he's going up against a rabbin, there is going to be a difference. So Zoki, I'm just shloim. You want to know why the Rambam paskind like Beis Hillel, not like Rabbi Akiva, is because the Rambam held halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi, v'loy mechaveiroi. You know, why does he say that? The Gemara just says halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. But Zokti Yamshel Shloima, it's mistaber that we have to be medayik l'shoyne azov shel haGemara. It's chaver v'lo chaverov. Thus, it made more sense to paskin like Beis. Now, the truth is that this idea of halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi, v'loy mechaveiroi, is a little bit of a discussion. And it's worth a little bit of a digression. The Yad Malachi in his Klolei HaTalmud. So the Yad Malachi in his Klolei HaTalmud, Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, the name of the Simen is Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi, V'loi Mechaveiroi. And he brings Mar Mekoymus for this, and he says it's Pasht. That even though the Gemara says we always pass on Rabbi Akiva, that's only Kechaveiroi. If he's arguing with a Yachid, if he's arguing with a Rabbin, it's not going to be that way. Says the Yad Malachi, Umide Dabri Bahach Klolo. Being that I'm talking about this klav, I have to share with you, says the Yad Malachi, that I found the Magen David. Who's the Magen David? Also known as the Taz. Taz Magen David. So the Taz, shenichshul by pamushnayim, he made a mistake. Not once, but twice. Shebesimen kuf samach zayin sivkotan dal, v'chein besimen tof tzadik ches sivkotan hei, kosav bepshitus, dekaim alon halacha krebi akiva, afilo mechaveri. Twice, not once, twice the Taz says that halacha krebi akiva mechaveri, v'loi mechaveri. You can look it up, it's mefurish in the Taz. Says the Yad Malachi, v'shari leimare. It's the Adabish should be Moichel the Taz, because he said it in a halachic context. And it's not true. Shetah bepshitus, because he made a mistake with something that's pashut. Shegolui viyodua lefnei choyoidei dosvedin. Anyone that knows learning knows that it's true halacha Rabbi Akiva, but it's only mechavei roi. It's only mechavei. What the Yamshel Shloima says is the reason that the Rama Paskin then I was speaking like Basil, not like Rabbi Akiva, because Basil is a rabbin and halacha Rabbi Akiva chavei lechavei. Either way, as I bring the Yad Malachi. But I'll tell you something interesting. We always speak out the Chavis Yor Simen Tzadik Dalet. So the Chavis Yor, Rabbi Yor Bachrach, in the Shailos Hatshuvah, Chavis Yor, Simen Tzadik Dalet, he devoted to his Klal Talmud. And he speaks about this Klal amongst many Klalim that he discusses. And that is Halacha Krem Kiva Mechaver. Masha Omru Mechaver, Kosav Atay Sizyonta Bepshitos, Deloy Mechaverov, Vechen Kosav Bepshitos, Shailos Drus, Shaver Freim, etc. Alchein, he says, I found the Maramachim. But Tay Sizyontif, Soif Perakama de Shvias, Tay Sizyontif, end of the first Perakim Sach de Shvias, Mashma. It's mashma that he holds that halacha krevi kiva not only mechaveiroi, afilo mechaveiroi. And then he says even a little bit mashma that way in a toisus and yuma daf dalad omid bes. But either way, he says the chavis yor, I found him a furish amar mokum not that way. Meaning he brings it as if the pashta says halacha krevi kiva mechaveiroi, v'loi mechaveiroi. But he says I have a mar mokum. My mar mokum is toisus yontif and the end of the first parak of Masech Teshvias, who says that halacha krevi akiva afilo mechaveiroi. So we have the Taz in two places, and now we have the Tosfos Yontif. But I think there's a third Maram Malkin, and that's from our sugya right here. The Torah's Chayim in our sugya asks on Rashi. Rashi learned that Rav Chisda Zibai was going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam learned it was going according to Beis Hillel. Freak the Torah's Chayim. Pirish Rashi is alidivri be'ab kiva kami boyle. Rashi learned the sugya alidivri be'kiva. V'ktas kasha. Why would Rashi be mafarish that Rav Chisda was asking a kasha on Rabbi Akiva? It would seem to imply that Rashi would hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Thus, the Amirak discussion of the Gemara is in Rabbi Akiva. Usually the Amiram discussed the shita that was Aliba the Hilchasa. So afraid the Torah is chayiv, that's kasha to like kaimel like Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva here, because although it's true we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, listen to the Torah is chayiv. That's all mechaveroi, avo me rabbi loy. But if Rabbi Akiva is arguing with his Rebbe, it's not true. K'may shekosav a rosh zal besoy perik mishemes, because it's a mefurish rosh I found in Bava Basra. So afraid the Torah is chayiv. Why Rashi learned the sugi like Rabbi Akiva, seem to implying that the halacha will be like Rabbi Akiva? The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. I halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, mechaveroi veloi me rabbi. Where do you find that? It's a rush. Now, who's Rabbi Rabbi Akiva? Beisul, right? So it's not so pasha. Because there's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkid, Bava Metzia, Daf Lam Zayin, where Rashi says Rabbi Akiva was from Talmid Beis Shammai. Tais argues over there. Sounds like a very big Kiddush. But it's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkid tucked away. But regardless, whether it's Beis Shammai or Beisul, they're both mentioned in the Mishnah. And halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveri v'lei mirabai. So afraid to Teres Chaim, I don't know why Rashi learned to sugi like Rabbi Akiva, v'chayishner learned like the Rambam, who was mefarish like Beisul. Let me ask you a question. If there's a halacha that's pashut and it's goli v'yadua, l'chol yoydei das v'dei, everybody knows this, that Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveri v'lei mechaveri rav. Why the Teres Chaim ask from a favor from a rush? He says, I found a rush. Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveri v'lei mirabi. That's not goli v'yadu l'chol yoydei das v'din. That's a nice maramakim. It's a major bekiyas of the Teres Chaim. So why did he ask from this rush? Why did he ask more pashut? He should have said halacha krev kivim mechaver v'lei mechaverav. This b'shamim b'sul. Rabbi Akiva is taking on all gedolei the whole mayetzas. Everybody's arguing with over here. So l'chayra, why did he fly to the rush? Why did he say more pashut? I think it's mashma from this Teres Chaim. But I think it's mashma from this Teres Chaim that he held like the Taz in two places, and like the Tosis Yontan then to the first parak of Masech Tishvius. That's not so simple. He doesn't hold halacha krev kivim mechaver v'lei mechaverav. That wasn't even his kasha. His kasha was from a rush. The Rosh says, Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi v'loi mei rabbi. Thus, he had his kasha. Incidentally, we don't just have three achroinim. We have three of the earliest achroinim. The Taz, I mean, who needs no introduction. The Tosfos Yontif, who needs no introduction. And the Teres Chaim, for those who don't know, I mean, the Teres Chaim, his name was Rabbi Avram Chaim Shor. He was the Rav in Belz, believe it or not. Belzeruv. So he was the Rav in Belz. He was Nifter in 1632. So he's from the early Achroinim. His father was a Talmud of the Ramah. His brother was the Tfuah Shor, Rabbi Chaim Shor. So the Teres Chaim, the Tosfos Yontif, and the Taz. Either way, we have three Gedolei Achroinim. I think we can just go right into the next part of Raid and we'll figure out how we handle the rest of the daf. But regardless, for now, just one more ha'ar. And that is, we're talking about the Ben Pekua. We've been learning the sugis of Eva Menachai, the sugis of Nevela. So I thought it's kedai to speak out one ha'ar. And that is, everybody knows Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. So Parshas Vayeshev begins, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Yoveh be'eretz Goshen. Chazal say, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. And unfortunately, Yosef and the brothers and the Shvatim and the Mechiris Yosef, everything happened. And the pasuk says, Elo told us Yaakov. Yosef and Shvatim Shon. Yosef was 17 years old. Hayroyes Echav Betzayin. Vehu Naris Bnei Bilos Bnei Zilpan Hashayoviv. Vayove Yosef Es Dibasim Ra Leviim. And Yosef took Dibasim Hara. He spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. What was the Lashon Hara? So Rashi says he said three things. Number one, Hayomagid LaAvish Hayoichel Eva Menachai. He said that my brothers, the Shvatim, they eat Eva Menachai. Number two, the Mezalzel Bnei Shvachis the Kreis Ma'avodim. The Mezalzel and the Shvachis, they called them Avodim. Number three, the Chashudim Ala Arayas. And then he said, by the way, Arayas also. And Rashi says, Ubishlashtim Lacha. Because of the three Lashon Haras that Yosef HaTzadik spoke, he was punished for all three. Alevi Menachai, because he said Alevi Menachai, the Pasuk says, Vayishchtu Sir Izin, Vimchiros Alechuchat, etc., etc. Either way, Yosef HaTzadik speaks Lashon Hara about his brothers. What was the Lashon Hara? They Eva Menachai. They were Mezalzel with the Bnei Shvachos, and they were Chshudim Al Arayis. And this was a problem, the fact that Yosef spoke Lashon Hara. He was punished for it. And the punishment was, Vayishchetu Sir Izin, etc., etc. At first glance, this Chazal is Tzorich Biur Rav. What happened? Was it true what Yosef HaTzadik said? Let's speak about Eva Menachai, because we're learning Mezalzel Shchulva now. Was it true? Did the brothers really eat Eva Menachai? If that's the case, how could they possibly eat Eva Menachai? What's going on? And if it's not true that they ate Eva Menachai, then Yosef was lying? What? He went to his father and he lied about the Shvatim. So before the Prussians drug him, the Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, brings a Dover Nifla from the Alshach. He says like this. The Alshach says that he found Shamati Shenimtza B'Kovetz Yashem.
This is not the Alshach, the Shlach Kaddish, I'm sorry. The Shlach Kaddish says, Shamati, I heard, She Nimtza, the Kaivitz Yashav. So you didn't see it inside. So this is the Chasam Sofer quoting a Shlach who says that he heard about a Kaivitz Yashav that says that what went on over here was as follows. It says, we know that the tzaddikim were able to create things with the Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara talks about it in Sanhedrin, Samechei, and Beis. The Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia, they used to create an egla tilsa b'chol Erev Shabbos, they Sefer Yetzirah. The Chacham Tzvi in his famous tshuva talks about if somebody creates a person on the day Sefer Yetzirah, it's starved to a minion. But regardless, it's an idea that tzaddikim had the ability to create people and animals with the Sefer Yetzirah. Says the Shlach Kodesh, Shamati Shinimtza B'Kovitz Yashav, that what happened over here was the Shvatim, they had this Messiah of how to use the Sefer Yetzirah from their father, Yaakov Avinu, heard it from Yitzchak, heard it from Avraham Avinu, and they were creating animals with the Sefer Yetzirah. Says the Shlach, it's Pasha, that if you create an animal with the Sefer Yetzirah, you're allowed to eat the animal without Shchita. Doesn't eat Shchita. It's not a regular animal that has a mother and a father. So male, they sat down and they ate it. Yosef HaTzadik had no idea that it was created with the Sefer HaYetzirah. As a result, Yosef HaTzadik sees them eating. He thinks they're eating Eva Menachai. The reality is that these were created by Sefer HaYetzirah. As a result, it did not require a Shechita. And that's how you reconcile. The brothers, of course, never ate Eva Menachai. Yosef wasn't lying. He thought they were eating Eva Menachai. He was unaware. But what's amazing is that the Shloss said that he found in this Sefer that they explained all three things. This is not just the explanation for the first, quote-unquote, Dibasam Hara, Lashon Hara, that Yosef spoke about the brothers, but it was true for the other two as well. One of the things he said was that they were Nichshol and Arayas. Says the Shlach HaKadosh that they were using the Shemois to create Nikevois as well, Zchorim and Nikevois, and his Lashon is Vahayu Metailim Ima. They were spending time with them. And Yosef thought that these were regular Nikevois, and as a result, he thought it was Arayas. But being that they weren't real Nikevois, as a result, there really was no Arayas. What was the Zilzul in the Shvatim, in the Bnei HaShvachis? The Bnei HaShvachis, they wanted in. They also wanted to be able to participate in what was going on. But at the same time, says the Shlach, it's Yodua, that in order to be Oisig in the Shemus HaKadoshim, you have to be from the Miyuchasim. So it's not enough that you're Kaddish, but you also have to be a Miyuchas. The Shvatim that were the Bnei HaShvachis, they weren't Miyuchasim, because their mothers were Shvachis. And as a result, they said, no, you can't participate. You can't have from this Eva Menachai. Why not? Because you're not a Miyuchas. You don't have the Yichus to be able to be Mishtamish in something like this. So says the Shlach, Shamati Shenimtza B'Kai. I'm Dvarim the Shlach. He says he heard that was the Pesha. The Pesha Dabba was is that this wasn't real animals, they weren't real Nekevis, and the Zilzal and the Shvatim were because the Bnei Shvachas, they couldn't be Mishtamish because it was all through the Shemus. But that is the rest. Says the Chasam Sofer, Masha Kosav Ashlah. He says this that the Shlah says, you know, about Eva Menachai, it's a Dover Nifla. And what he says about the Bnei Shvachas, you know, Chasam Sofer spoke a lot about Shemus. He talks about what he saw by his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, Kiyodua. We've spoken about these things many times in the Daf. But the one thing he says is, Avam Masha Kosav Shaboru Nekevis, Besefi Yitzera, Leishtashu Imam, Loyo Amen Al Shifte Kosha Asku Beshemus Akdoshim, Al Manas Lishashe Im Nekevo. Chalila Vichalila. That's the Chasam Sofer. That's the only comment that I have. But as it relates to everything else, he says that he's besaid that he's willing to accept. But either way, so we have a mahalach. The mahalach is that what happened over here was that they were all created with Shemus. I mean, they were created with Shemus, not a regular ant. Not a regular ant doesn't require Shechita. Yosef didn't know that. Yosef thought they were eating Eva Menachai, but in reality, they were not eating Eva Menachai. But it's Yodua that the Mishnah of Melech, in Prashas Drachim, and this is in Drush Aleph, has a different pshat. He has a different pshat to explain what exactly was going on. And Behektim, the Mishnah of Melech's Kakira. And that is, we know that the Shvatim, the Ovis HaKadoshim, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula even before it was given. Klaus the Mishnah Malach. The Ovis and the Shvatim, they kept the Torah. Did they now have a din of a Yisrael? Or did they still have a din of a Benayich? Says the Mishnah, that's Pasha L'chum, they had a din of a Yisrael. Makes sense. But the question is, what about L'kula? What if the Halach of a Benayich is L'chumra, and the Halach of a Yisrael is L'kula? Do you say because they kept the Torah, they have a din of a Yisrael even L'kula? Well, they only had a din of a Yisrael L'chumra, but at the same time, they maintained their halacha of a Menayach L'chumra. So in the context of that conversation, says the Mishnah Melech, that the emes with chapa nafkamina with regards to sugis in Masechtas Chulin. And really two sugis. The first sugis is the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, a Gemara that we spoke about many times in very, very great detail. And that is, the halacha is ein mezamnim oivdei kechavim l'bnei me'ayim. Without going into the whole arichas of that sugya, but the gist of it as it relates to our Gemara is that
A Yid has an Isra Evim Menachai, and a Goy has an Isra Evim Menachai. But by a Yid, something becomes not Evim Menachai as soon as there's Shechita. B'Shechita Tal Yomilsa. For a Goy, his Evim Menachai depends on whether animals are alive, animals are dead. And the Gemara that says in Afkamina, what would be if you shechted an animal was Mifarcheses. And while the animal was Farcheses, you took off a piece of meat. That piece of meat, is it going to be Mutter Bachila, or is it going to be Yas Bachila? Says in Rekor, for a Yid, it's going to be Mutter Bachila. Why? Because for a year, as long as there's a shechita, it's not even menachai anymore. But for a guy doesn't do it, guy doesn't have shechita. It's not a bar zvicha. It doesn't have shechita. What does it matter? Is it alive or is it? It's alive. It's mifaches, it doesn't have a long to live, but it's alive right now. And being that it's alive, so the halacha is, it's going to be considered even menachai. The Gemara says, not everybody agrees with that. It's Rav Acha by Yaakov's shechita. But at the same time, Rav Papa said, it can't be. Because mi'ikamidi. Dili Yisrael, sorry, right? There's no such thing. If it's mutter for a guy, then it for a yid it has to be mutter for a guy. So Rav Papa argued. By the way, the Rambam paskins like Rav Acha Bayakha. The Rambam Perek Tesuchas Malachim says that if somebody would take a piece of meat from an animal after shechita, while it's still alive, it's mifarcheses. It'd be mutter for a yid. It'd be also for a guy. The Rambam doesn't paskin yikamidi. The Tzitz Eliezer uses that in his tshuva about abortion because Tosfos is makar that abortion's aser. Comes from Mi'ikamidi. Rambam didn't seem to hold of Mi'ikamidi because Rambam paskin like Rav Acha Bayakov in Masech Tischun Daf Lamed Gimel Alav. But the bottom line is, it's possible to have an Eiver, shtick flesh, that according to, if you're a Yid, according to Rav Acha Bayakov, will be Mutter. If you're a Ben Noach, it's going to be Yosef. Says the Mishul Melech, in theory, there's another Nafkamina, and that is a Ben Pakur. We learned the Sugi's a Ben Pakur. Machlokes remain the Chacham. We paskin like the Chacham. Rama paskins like the Chacham. A Ben Pakua, is it going to be mutter for a Ben Noach, or will it not be mutter for a Ben Noach? For a Yid, it's going to be mutter because the Shechita of the mother. What about a Ben Noach? Says the Mishlo Melech, it's mistaber that it's going to be also for a Ben Noach. Why? Because by a Ben Noach, it's only to do with Shechita. What's the reason the Ben Pakua should be mutter right now without Shechita? Because there was a Chaloi Shechita. A Ben Noach is only to do with Shechita. Is it alive or is it dead? It's dead. Or I'm sorry, it's alive. So if it's alive, l'chayr is pasha, then it should be awesome. So you have two cases where something could be deemed Eivir Menachai, according to Rav Acha Bayakov, who does not hold of Mi'ikamidi, for a Ben Noach, but it won't be considered Eivir Menachai for a Yid. Number one, if you removed a little bit of bas or an Eivir while the animal was still Mefarcheses, number two, a Ben Pakua, says the Mishul Melech. You want to know what was going on over here? What was going on is the Shvatim were eating Eivarim that were removed from the animal while it was Mefarcheses. Or, alternatively, they were eating a Ben Pakua. Yosef HaTzadik saw it and he said, Gevald. You know why? Because Yosef HaTzadik held that the Shvatim had a din of a Ben Noach, albeit L'chumra. If they have a din of a Ben Noach, Ben Noach's not allowed to eat it. Because we hold like Rav Acha Bayakov, like the Rav of Baskins of Perek, that's Hilchos Malachim. You're not allowed to eat it. What did the Shiftei call? The Shiftei Ka held that they had a din of a Yisrael, even Lakula. If they have a din of Yisrael Lakula, it's for that reason they were allowed. So was it Eivim Menachai? Was it not Eivim Menachai? It was Eivim Menachai for a Ben Noach. It was not Eivim Menachai for a Yisrael. And the Shiloh between Yosef and the brothers was whether they had a din of a Ben Noach or whether they had a din of a Yisrael. But the Mishlo Melech asks one question. We're going to leave with this. One fundamental question. Are we supposed to walk away from this sugya thinking that if you have a Ben Pakua, you can take the Ben Pakua without shechting it and just take a bite out of it and everything is going to be fine? Maybe, right? I mean, that's shechita. The shechita of the mother. You see, when it dies, there's no Tumas Nevela. So I think so. Maybe. Zok to Mishlo Melech. It's pashat that can't be. It's pashat that can't be. And when we say that according to the Chacham, a Ben Pakua is mutter without shechita, it just means it doesn't need shechita. But it cannot be alive. If it's going to be alive, it's going to be a problem. Zok to Mishlo Melech. Mech teisi. We're like, why should that be the case? So he says, I have it here somewhere, that it's a Mefurish Rambam. And the Rambam is in Hilchis Shechita, Perek Aleph. The Rambam over there is discussing if somebody removes Basar. Oh, it's right here. If somebody... the Rambam's discussing as follows. Exactly. But also Lechem and Ashchut is Dr. Rambam. You're not allowed to eat from an animal that's Shchuto, calls Man Shehim Mefarcheses. As long as it's still alive. Why? It's still alive. It's Mefarcheses. It means it had Shechita. Right? The Rambam Hilchas Shechita wasn't said L'Bnei Noach. The Rambam's Hilchas B'nei Noach is in Hilchas Malachim. It's not Hilchas Shechita. We're talking to Jews, right? We're talking to Yidden. Says the Rambam, Ha'ichol V'asol Lechem Anashchuto calls Man Shehim Mefarcheses. Ha'ichol Mimen. If someone eats from it, Koidim Shetetzei Navsho, before it dies, Oiver B'loi Saseh. He's over in a Loi Saseh. V'areyu B'chlal Loi Soichlu Al Adam. It's included in the Pasuk Loi Soichlu Al Adam. But the Einu Leike says the Rambam. You're not going to get Malchus. Now, what's the Makar to this Rambam?
Rambam. The Makar to this Rambam is the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the concept of a lav shebeklolis. That's one loisa, say, where many lavin are learned on from there. Says the Gemara, I'll give you an example of a lav shebeklolis. It's a braisa. How do you know if you eat from a behemoth before it dies? That there's a loisa, say. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, loisoichlu al adam. Davar Acher, another Makar. It's another thing we learn from loisoichlu al adam, and that is loisoichlu basar vadayim dam b'misra. You're not allowed to eat the basar of kachim before you do this rika. Another thing you learn from loisoichlu al adam is with regards to the haruge bezdin. Another thing you learn from the halachas of loisoichlu al adam is that the Sanhedrin, before they paskin din and nefashis, they're not allowed to eat. There's a whole bunch of halachas. That's a quintessential lav shebeklolis. Says the braisa, you don't get malchus lav shebeklolis. Thus, the halachas, if somebody eats from a behema, koydim shetetzei nafsho, even though there's a loisa, say, you're not going to get malchus for it. Now, just to be clear, this pasuk of Leisoichel Adam is not the makar to the Israel Menachai. Right, if somebody asks you, what's the makar? You learn in Chulin. So what's the makar to Eivim Menachai? You say it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. No, that's very nice. But where is it in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah to us? Forget about the B'nai Noach. Where is it to us? So it's a pasuk, it's tucked away, it's a Mishnah Torah, it's in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti achoil hadom ke adam hu ha-nefesh v'loisoichel ha-nefesh im ha-basar. That's the pasuk. V'loisoichel ha-nefesh im ha-basar. That's the makar to Eivim Menachai. Rashi says in Chumash, Azora le'Eivim Menachai, and that's what the Sefer HaChinuch brings. So it's Perek Yudbeis Pasuk of Gimel and Parshat. That's not this pasuk that the Gemara is bringing in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. This is Eivim Menachai. Once you shecht an animal, even if it's Mefarches, says this pasuk's off the table. You're not going to be over this pasuk anymore. But there's a new pasuk. The pasuk is Loisoichlu Al Adam, and that the Rambam understands. What's that coming to say? That even if there was a shechita, but if the animal's alive, you're not allowed to eat from the animal. It's not Eivim Menachai. This is not Eivim Menachai. At that point, it's still going to be awesome. Now, by the way, Rashi says that's only an asmach, that's not even a real isser. But the Rambam seems to hold that it's a real isser deraisa. So you have the isser of Eivim Menachai, and then there's a new halacha. Even if it had a proper shechita, you're still going to have Leisoichel Asadam. So says the Mishnah Melech, that if the Rambam said that if you shecht an animal, it's mefarcheses, and while the animal is still alive, you eat the basar, that halacha is Yo'ivr Leisoichel Asadam, then the halacha should be by Ben Pekua. If you crack a piece of a Ben Pekua and you eat it, even though you're not over the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, you're not over Leisoichel Nefesh Ma'basar, because it had a shechita, the shechita of the mother. But it's not any worse than the case of eating the meat while the animal is still a farcheses. You're still going to be over Leisoichel Asadam. So says the Mishnah Melech that it's a great chap to say that maybe what went on with the Shvatim Vayovi Yosef Zibasim Hara was that they were eating a Ben Pekua. But it can't be, because even a Ben Pekua Zakta Mishnah Melech, even a Ben Pekua Zakta Mishnah Melech is going to be Yasser. It's going to be Yasser because of the pasuk of Leisoichel Adam. So if it's going to be Yasser, it would have been dead. Once it's dead, it's Mutter for a Ben Noach also. Says Dr. Mishnah Melech, great chap, and he brings it from Kadmoinim, but you can't say it was a Ben Pekua. What could you say? You could say that it was Basar, or an Eiver that was removed from the animal while it was Mifar Cheses. If it was removed while it was Mifar Cheses, now the animal is dead. For a Yid, it's going to be Mutter, even though it was removed while it was alive. Because being that there was a Shechit, it's going to be Mutter. For a Ben Noach, even though it was removed while it was alive, but even though there was a shechita, but being that it was removed while it was alive, it is going to be considered even a chai. And that's what they were eating. So the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that could be the explanation. That could be the explanation for what exactly was going on. But as it relates to the Gemara in Chulin Davayin Hey, today's daf, that's not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is, says the Mishnah Melech, because that's pashit. Even though there's a heter of a Ben Pekua, you still have to kill the animal. Hey, it doesn't matter how you kill it. But as long as it's alive, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because of this newest Osech Lodan. Either way, we have two mahalchim. One mahalch is the shlok. Kodesh says Matzotzi, but Shamati, that Shenimtsa Bekovitz Yashon, that the Chasam Sofer brings in Parashas Vayeshev, who says that what happened was they created this animal, B'Seifa Yetzirah. That's what they were eating. Yosef didn't realize they had created B'Seifa Yetzirah. The second mahalach is they were eating Basa that was removed by Edom Efarchasis. Believe it or not, I will end with this, the Pischei Tshuva in Simon Samach Beis, in Yerudea, brings the Shlach Kodesh. And he asks Akash on the Shlach. The Shlach said that what happened? They were eating this eagle that was created B'Seifa Yetzirah. And there was no problem with Eivim Menachai. Why was there no problem with Eivim Menachai? Because it was created by Seifa Yetzirah. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, I found in the Parashas Drachim and Drosh Aleph, who wanted to say a different Mahalach. And his Mahalach was that maybe they were eating a Ben Pekua. But then he said it can't be. because there's a Rambam that says you're never allowed to eat from an animal while it's alive. Says the Mishlam, says the Pesachei Shuv, it's pasha to me, that issa of Leisoichel Adam would be true even if the animal was created by Seifa Yetzirah. You want to tell me there's no Isra Eva Menachai that I can accept, but that you shouldn't have Leisoichel Adam, that I can't accept. And if that's the case, this wouldn't work either. Because what are you going to tell me? It was alive, it was created by Seifa Yetzirah, but you're still going to have the Isra of Leisoichel Adam.